Shalom, saints, and welcome to Daily Devotion. This is Brother Jesse Nzima from Zambia, eastern part of Zambia. Let us go to the scriptures. We are going to read from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. I want to just share a little thought, which I'll call incorruptible seed. Okay, so the incorruptible seed here, it's one that comes from God himself. Incorruptible seed is a seed that cannot decay. It's a seed that cannot be destroyed by elements of weather, be it cold, be it warm, be it hot, warm, cold, hot, it still holds on. And a child of God is likened to an incorruptible seed, because when we are called, once the message comes to us, the message comes, like the word of God says, deep calls unto the deep. So when the message comes to us, it comes to pick up what is there already in us. So the water of the word, when it shines on you, it is picking up the seed that is in you, and that seed starts to respond. That is what the word of God does. But if the word of God falls on the ground where there's no seed, no matter how much it water, no matter how much it will fall, no matter how much fertility will be there, there will be nothing that will come up. The desired seed will not come up. The seed will only come up if it is there in that ground. So if one has the seed of God in them, that happens to them. There are some people you can preach to them, you can minister, you can encourage them, you can baby them, you can beg them, they will never respond. But some people, they'll just sit once, they just heard something and it already quickens something in their heart. So the seed that is in your life, it's the one that responds to the call, to the word of God. Whenever the Lord speaks, we are children of God because we have the seed in us, that incorruptible. Those who have the corruptible seed, it will still show. It will not match up. It will not live up to the demand. It will not live up to the requirement of what the incorruptible seed can do, the response that it will give. Now, I want us to look at 1 John chapter 2. Verse 19. 1 John chapter 2. For all that is in, that is 16. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Those who've left the word of God, those who've left the message, you see, life is very surprising. You will find people who will defend the message, defend in inverted commas. They will defend the message. They will stay in the message for years. They live the message. They breathe the message. Everything about them is the message. I've seen people who have stood to defend the prophet, you know. But as time goes on, the winds of time finds them. And what happens? They're swept away. They U-turn. They do a U-turn on the message. They leave the message. They run away from the message. And they just go like that. Why? Because there was no seed in the first place. It means it's not something new. There was nothing in them Why? They never had an experience. Because the Bible says, test and see that the Lord is good. This does not mean that a child of God cannot err. A child of God cannot miss a way. They can miss a way, like the prodigal son. But look at the prodigal son. The prodigal son left his father and did an imaginable evil. But because there was a seed in him, he had to come back. There was something that told him. There's something that made him remember where he came from. Why? Why did the prodigal son remember where he came from? Because he had an experience. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we can only grow. We can only mature. We can only go on. We can only stand if we have an experience. Without an experience, we can be in the group of our brothers and sisters. We can be part of the church. We can be part of the choir. We can be part of the music system. We can be part of the ministration or all activities that we can do in a church setup, all religious activities that we can do. But if we don't have an experience, it's a matter of time. You're going to run out of steam. You see, this is likened to a vehicle that has no gas. You can have a vehicle with gas. You make them slop. Both of them, they'll both slope. Put them in neutral, take them on a slope, they'll all go on the slope. But when they come to the hill, when they come to the bone, when they come to the hardships, when they come to the challenges, or when they don't meet their expectation, they're going to leave. Why are they going to leave? There is no gas in them. So sometimes we can mourn for such people, but the truth of the matter is it's just not in them. Look at the account of Esau. Esau was, he was a good man, but the Bible says he despised his birthright. He trampled on the things of God. You see, now Psalms 34 tells us something. Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. Psalms chapter 34. Verse 8. Oh, test and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man who trusts in him. So, brothers and sisters, the Lord is good. You see, and when we test of the Lord, the sweetest thing that the world can give you is testless. It has no test, it is nothing. So, let us remember. If we test of the Lord, we have an experience. We have a backside experience. You alone with the Lord, you love him. You have communion. You have that deep relationship with him. There is nothing that is going to shake you. Haven't you ever asked yourself, why didn't a man like Job lost everything? He had nothing to live for, including his own wife. She saw how miserable he was, but he was still standing because Job tested and saw that the Lord was good. There was something in him. There was something in him that tested of the living waters. So brothers and sisters, when we test of that water, when we test of the word of God, when we test of the spirit, there is, I don't care. I don't care what you shall go through. I don't care what Satan shall throw on you. I don't care how life will hit you, but you will stand. Why? Because you have tested. You know the truth. You have tested the message. You have tested the word of the Lord, and it has borne testimony. It doesn't matter whether people are backsliding, whether some people's faith is shaking, whether people are living, but because you have tested. So that is why, brothers and sisters, when a child of God has sinned, when you do something wrong, you don't sleep. When you do something wrong, you are never at peace. Why? Because you know that is a strange substance. But a pig, someone who is not a child of God, a goat, you can have. Haven't you seen the mess that we have in the word now, in the message? We used to see this rubbish and mess in Pentecostal churches. But even in the message, people can sin. Someone can claim that the Lord has given him a spiritual wife. Such an imaginable nonsense. Someone can claim, you know, people can steal money, people can do all these things and still come and live a very normal and comfortable life. Why? Because there is no seed in them. They've not tested of the truth. Because whatever they are doing, they are identifying with who they are. But if we have tested, brothers and sisters, we shall fear the Lord. We shall walk with the Lord. We shall live with the Lord. We shall stand with him up to the end. We shall go with him up to the end. No matter what, we shall wait until Jesus comes. We shall go. We shall stand. When I go for work, I look forward to seeing the Lord, to coming to his presence. We shall reach out to the sick. We shall reach out to those who are in need of the gospel. We shall go and do the work of God. Why? Because we have tested. Because where can we go? Brothers and sisters, where can we go in this life? Where can a child of God go? Nowhere. Where can a child of God go? Nowhere. We can't go anywhere in this life. If God is not with us, we have no life. If the Spirit of God is not with us, we suffocate. We die. So we are born of that seed. So the Bible says, deep calleth unto the deep. So the deep in God calls to the deep in us. You know, a seed, a corruptible seed, a hybrid seed. You know what happens to a hybrid seed? A hybrid seed, when it's placed, when it's packaged and you expose it to the sun or to these elements, what usually happens is after some time it will stop, it won't work. When the chemicals are out, whatever was preserving it, it won't work. You plant it, it won't come out. But the incorruptible seed, these are seeds that can stay in the ground. I have seen it. I've seen a ground that has been bent and it's dry. When the rain season comes, seeds come back to life. So, brothers and sisters, that is who you are. That is who I am. We are born of that incorruptible seed. So as you stand, remember who you are. Let us remind each other that we are children of the kingdom. I love you. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.